I just read a research paper on ethics, and it was about Ontario sex ed curriculum and the history of revision in that. I thought that was kind of interesting. Maybe it's just a couple sentences for you here. I'm just looking at it now. So when the new version of the sex ed curriculum was published in 2010, it took only 2 days for public outrage sparked by Charles McVetti, a prominent evangelical Christian leader, to prompt the government to withdraw the proposed curriculum. And then in late 2012, Kathleen Wynne made sex ed revision a central plank in her election platform. So she gets a strong majority, and they revived the 2010 research and the extensive stakeholder consultation, and they did a further revision to implement in 2015. And some people withdrew their children from school, leaving some classes nearly empty for weeks. So people were calling this her gay agenda, forcing a perverted sexual curriculum on parents and children. So Doug Ford then decided that a strong election message to get him in would be to repeal the curriculum, which he did. And Wynne's party was reduced to 7 seats. And then within weeks, they reverted to the 1998 curriculum. But under pressure from teachers' unions, they cobbled together an interim curriculum that was kind of a hybrid of the 98 and the 2010. So absent was any mention of homosexuality, anal intercourse, masturbation, queer and trans identities, or other non-binary gender identities. And Ford started a snitch line for parents to report teachers who were non-compliant. So in 2019, with little fanfare, the Ministry of Education implemented a new version of the curriculum modeled closely on the 2015 version. This time, there was very little public backlash because Ford assured parents they had the right to remove children from classes when these topics, contrary to their belief, were being taught. So, in fact, they end up with a curriculum that's pretty much close to Kathleen Wynne's, but they did it in a more politically astute way.